Pope John Paul II today designated 31 new members to the College of Cardinals. Looking frail, the Pope spoke from his studio window. His voice was amplified with makeshift power. A nationwide blackout hit Italy overnight, leaving most of the nation's 57 million people without electricity. NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins us on the line from Rome. Good morning, Silvia.
Good morning, Leanne.
First thing about the new cardinals, they're usually named in the spring, aren't they? Why did the Pope take this action now?
In fact, yeah, the Pope had expected to name this new batch sometime around next February. But, you know, the Pope's health has been clearly deteriorating in the last few weeks. He had a very bad spell when he was in Slovakia earlier this month. And just this past week, on Wednesday, he had to cancel his general audience for what the Vatican called an intestinal infection. So most of the prelates would have been in Rome anyway a month from now to attend festivities for the 25th anniversary of this papacy. So probably Vatican officials thought it a good idea to move up to October 21st, the consistory, which is the ceremony where they are to be formally given the red hat. Now, the Pope suffers from Parkinson's disease. Apparently, he has been treated with some new experimental medication, but he's not been responding very well, as he did a few months ago, and he's said to be very weak. A church historian I spoke to a few days ago said that just by having their names announced, the new cardinals are actually already princes of the church, and those under 80 could immediately enter a conclave to elect a new pope without waiting for the formal ceremony on October 21st.
What can you tell us about the 31 new cardinals?
Well, keep in mind that of all the 195 princes of the church now in the College of Cardinals, only five have not been appointed by John Paul II. Again, by naming like-minded conservatives, he has further put his stamp on the conclave that will elect his successor. The only American appointment was Archbishop Justin Rigali of Philadelphia, who has championed two of the Pope's favorite causes, condemning abortion and the death penalty.
I understand the power is now back on in most of Italy. What happened?
Well, first of all, the clock on the bell tower at St. Peter's Square was still stopped at 3:28 a.m. at about noon. But yes, power is gradually coming back from the north to the south, and it affected most of Italy, practically all of Italy except the island of Sardinia. And now there's the blame game. Italian authorities blame the blackout on a breakdown of electricity lines from France and Switzerland due to thunderstorms, but the French authorities deny the origin of the main failure is French. It was the worst affected was Rome, because the city was celebrating its first white night, a big street party with museums, shops and restaurants and movie theaters open until dawn. Lots of people were stranded in subways and trains. Flights were canceled and people were left sleeping in train stations and on streets.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Silvia, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.